It's been dubbed the Great Recession, the economic downturn that began in 2009. One of the industry's hardest hit were automakers. Today, we have the unique opportunity to sit down with a man in charge of one of the biggest brands in the nation. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. We recently had a chance to visit with a man whose heart is in the business of supplying the trucks that help farmers and many more. He's Reed Bigland, CEO of the Ram Truck Brand.
There's definitely been a resurgence of the traditional Big Three, the Detroit Three, in the U.S. market. We went through very difficult times back in 2008 and 2009, but, you know, there's an old Missouri saying, you can't fall out of a hole. And, you know, from there, it was only one way up.
Specifically, it was time for his own company to reevaluate their business.
I think for Chrysler, it was a real wake-up call. We needed to dramatically improve our quality, improve our fuel economy, and improve the interior design and exterior designs of our products.
Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram will together build 2.6 million vehicles this year.
One great thing about this industry is it's competitive. There's 20 different manufacturers that slug it out every single day in the U.S. marketplace. And that's great for the consumer because there's a lot of choice. There's over 300 different products to choose from. And as a result of that competition, it keeps prices competitive. And unfortunately for the OEMs, you know, margins can be tight as well.
While he wishes they could have avoided the pain of the deep recession, it has helped his company improve what it does.
It was really as a result of that wake-up call that we received back in 2009. The market is extremely competitive. We've made, fortunately, a lot of great strides on quality, design, and fuel efficiency.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McRae.